What about the issue of adjuvant trastuzumab? Can you summarize where we're at right now in terms of our understanding of the impact of trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting?
Well, it is clear that trastuzumab lowers the risk of recurrence. Four large randomized studies have all reported roughly equivalent reductions in risk, cutting the risk about in half. And these translate into large absolute reductions because these patients generally have high risk of recurrence. So the data are holding up. It looks like the recurrence risk is reduced by anywhere from 40 to 50%. Some of the studies are now showing mortality differences with longer follow-up. The question really is, what is the lower end of risk that one would treat? Because we are seeing cardiac toxicity from trastuzumab, as we expected we would. We saw it in the metastatic setting. We're seeing it in the adjuvant setting. It seems to be different from the cardiotoxicity you get with chemotherapy. It tends to be maybe more reversible. It tends to be treatable. In fact, in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials, there really were not any deaths associated with trastuzumab. But there were clinical congestive heart failure rates of anywhere from 2 to 4%, depending on which trial you looked at. And most of these patients do recover over time. Many of them still have to stay on cardiac meds, though. It's also becoming clear that older patients are at higher risk for this. And if you have a borderline ejection fraction to start with, around 50%, and you're over the age of 60, your cumulative cardiotoxicity rate may be as high as 10 or 15%. So one has to weigh this against the benefit that one is projecting to get from trastuzumab. So the best way to sort this out is to determine what the patient's risk will be, and you can use either the adjuvant online model or whatever model or estimate you might want to use, and calculate what that would be after chemotherapy and hormonal therapy if the patient has hormone receptor positive disease. And then about half of whatever that would be is what you would get out of Herceptin. You have to keep in mind that the data may change over time. Right now it looks like a 40, 50% reduction. It's possible that as we follow patients out longer, it may not be that great. But nevertheless, it really needs to be a case-by-case decision. And as you might imagine, the gray zone, the borderline cases are going to be those smaller tumors that are node negative.